Paul Goody.
Hey, Ben Lawrence, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Oh, you know, I'm doing all right. I made a purchase on eBay.
You bought something on eBay?
For a concertina, and it is arriving from China.
I thought you already had one of those.
Oh, well, I did, but I gave it to Jillian Jorgensen.
Ah.
That was a while back. And I am interested in starting it up again.
Gotcha.
Because I think I have more patience now.
To learn how to play
it.
But
yeah, I played it with you, actually. Before that other accordion showed up. I think I did.
It was
very similar to the way I normally play accordion.
Was it the little red unit?
Yeah, it was a little red unit.
Yeah.
Alternating between two buttons over and over and over again.
Only using one hand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Ben.
Paul.
How are things?
Oh, man, I'm tired.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's because I just woke up from a nap. You know, I got everything set up. I'm at home right now instead of the office.
Ooh la la.
And I got everything set up. And I had about a half an hour to kill. So I just laid down on my bed. And And then, before you know it, it's time to do the show. And I'm always a little bit groggy when I wake up.
Consistently at 5 a.m. Which would be 3 a.m. your time.
It's at 3 a.m. my time, yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of crazy.
Wow.
But I like it. I think we might have talked about this before. Getting in the office before anybody else.
Yeah.
Gives you a couple of hours to get stuff done before people show up and start wrecking your plans with their requests or what have you.
I don't think I would have been able to have gotten up at 3 this morning, even though I did go to bed relatively early for me last night. I went to bed at about 11. And
well, see, I went to bed at 9:30, so
yeah,
there you go.
But I live in a big city, and I know you're going to be like, well, that's why you should come and live in not a big city. But for whatever reason, last night at about 2 o'clock, a bunch of firecrackers started going off in the street right outside my apartment.
Oh, well, I hate to dispel the illusion, but that actually can happen in smaller towns.
Yeah.
Like weird sounds, and you're like, why is that happening?
At first, I thought maybe it might have been gunshots because it was just like one or two at once. And then just a whole barrage of them happened. I'm like, okay, somebody's just
Well, it could have been a shootout, you know. But
at one point, I heard yelling, and I heard somebody yell, "People effing live here." So I'm like, all right, somebody is representing.
That's very Seattle.
Yeah.
Hey.
Not in my front street.
Think about your other. What's that?
Instead of not in my backyard, it's not in my front street.
Yeah. Hey, is that acronym actually, is it pronounced at all?
NIMBY?
That's what I was wondering, if they called them NIMBYs or not.
The only person I've ever heard to use the word NIMBY is George Carlin.
Oh, really? I didn't know that term was that old.
Yeah, he's got a whole bit. I think it's about building jails.
I like building jails. That's not what I meant. I was going to say I like George Carlin.
But yeah.
We've talked about it. The different stages of the different stages of building jails again.
Well, you got your planning and then you got your environmental review.
Exactly. That would be weird if building jails just became another one of his many, many names. He doesn't have many, many names, but he could. Here's my point, Ben. We are both tired, and yet we persist. We continue to give the people what no one is asking for, which is our podcast.
For the people.
Let me just... what? I'm sorry?
For the people.
For the people, yes.
Yeah.
I thought you said four people. I'm like, four people?
Four people.
That's great. No, but did we get any people writing in to
okay,
the queue?
Here. Let me look at my email. No.
Okay.
But listen. I did something that can occupy us for a little bit.
Oh, great.
I Googled the internet's most asked questions.
Ah, great.
And
this
what
is
I
good,
found
Ben.
Are what I found is an article from businessinsider.com from
Do we have the author of the article?
Julie Zevoloff. It is from December 21st, 2011.
Oh, great.
And it's basically what happens is Google releases its annual report on the most commonly used search terms of the year. And so this must have been the most commonly used search terms from 2011. And it's
this
actually
is great.
I normally hate slideshows, but this is actually split up into a slideshow, which is great because I can't actually see what the questions are ahead of time.
Perfect. Now, one thing that we should do is after this, we should definitely mail the author and say that we've discussed her article.
If she still works at businessinsider.com.
Exactly. And if not, you know, find out where she... Ben, find this person!
Oh. And she'll tell me that I probably pronounced her last name incorrectly.
Yeah, and we apologize in advance for mispronouncing your last... Spell the last name, Ben.
Zevelof. And I did the Canadian thing there. I said Z instead of Z.
Vilioff.
Zevoloff. Zevoloff.
See, Vivaloff. See, now Zevilof. I pronounced it worse than you have.
Okay. Well, before we start making fun of her name, let's go through these questions.
No, we're not making fun of her name at all. We're making fun of ourselves for not knowing what her name should sound like. And that is the theme of this podcast, everyone. Ben and I don't know anything.
We get it wrong.
And okay. we get it wrong. But we try without using Google, even though Ben used Google to get these questions. Look, it makes sense. Don't think about it too much.
Before we start, I'm just going to say that I'm drinking something new during this show. Now, sometimes when I'm at home, I'll explain that I'm drinking like a terrible cup of coffee. I was at the store recently, and I bought something that I normally don't buy. And it is from Ocean Spray, and it is Sparkling Cran Mango Juice. Now, I was looking for something sparkly, but I didn't want sparkling water because I don't really like sparkling water. But this presents as juice that's just been carbonated.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Ben. In keeping with this, I'm going to, before we start, I'm going to walk over to my refrigerator.
Hi.
Hello. Are you studying? Sorry, talking to my daughter. She's supposed to be studying. Ben, are you studying?
I am.
I'm looking around. I have nothing that equates to it, so I will be doing this dry, as it were.
All right. That sounds dirty. Speaking
I'm
of...
done with my studying.
You're done with your studying?
Yeah, all I have to do is match up some cards.
Sorry, Ben, 1 second.
Organizer.
Well, then occupy yourself with something else. I will talk to you when it is time for you to come in.
I'll just think about math for a couple minutes.
Yeah, just think about math. That sounds great.
So, quickly.
And also
looking
YouTube stuff.
Yes.
I have two questions.
I'm back, Ben.
Yeah. I have two questions. A of all, do you still give Betty some extra homework at night? Following the rules
I do
of two.
Not. I have not. And the reason is because I am super busy. And so I take that time for me.
Gotcha.
But although we do swim on Tuesdays.
Oh, excellent. And my second question.
And also, so I've moved it. I kind of quiz her during the day as well.
Ah. And what grade is Betty in these days?
Betty is in, I believe she's in fourth grade. Betty, are you in fourth grade? Betty is in fifth grade. Thank you, Betty.
Fifth grade?
She's in fifth grade, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, I think I remember us talking about this, because when I was in the fifth grade, our teacher gave us a massive amount of homework every night. So, no,
and when I was in fifth grade, my teacher stood on his desk and said that he didn't know what he was going to do with us, and at one point dumped my entire desk out onto the floor.
Wow. All right.
Yep.
Cool. Hey, you want to do some questions?
Let's do some questions.
All right. Number 10.
Number 10. Oh, okay. Oh, this is great. So we're going to do all 10? I like this.
There's 10 questions. All right. Number 10. And I think we're going to go through these really quickly, because the article said, the little intro paragraph, the results provide a fascinating and somewhat hilarious look inside the brains of Google's most curious, and then in parentheses, clueless users.
Okay, well, I will tell you this. It can take around 40 minutes, probably less. Let's get it going.
Number 10. And remember, this is from 2011. What is Google Plus?
Oh, boy. I know exactly what Google Plus is. Google Plus was Google's attempt at a social networking system.
Indeed.
Similar to Facebook or even Twitter. And it didn't really pan out. And the only reason I think that it didn't, it wasn't that it wasn't easy to use or anything. It's just that everybody was already using Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
They didn't want yet another platform to work on.
There was also that aspect of it where Google basically forced everybody to get a Google Plus account if they wanted to upload to YouTube.
And that, that nobody likes that.
Yeah.
It's a dick move, as they say.
Inferior, behind the trends sort of social networking platform.
And again, not that it was lacking in features or anything. It's just that all of your friends were already on Facebook.
Yeah.
And so, and was there a way to link the two? There might have been.
I have
no idea. But it's like, why do I want to go to like one or two places? Facebook got there first, and that is why even people who had innovations didn't really do that well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's one of those things of, you know, stick with the better the devil you know than the angel you don't, as they say.
So the blurb regarding Google Plus from this Business Insider article says, Google's top resort, an article about Google's new social networking platform on the website called Pocket Lint. So the top hit is not even a Google Plus page.
Which I can understand that. I mean, they're being honest. Good for them.
Google's own page explaining the service appears third. All right, let's move on to the next question. Question number 9. Yes, ready.
That one was easy.
What is gout? What is gout?
Ooh. Man, now, okay. I am going to make a guess here because I'm not exactly positive.
Yeah.
I want to say that gout is a swelling of the extremities.
So, like your hand.
A painful swelling. Are your hands or your feet?
I'm going to, again, I'm going to have to just agree with part of what you say, because I also don't know. But I think it's not just your extremities. I think it is a swelling maybe of muscles or tendons or ligaments.
Oh, man, that is just like the lowest you can get without going over. Because well,
we are playing Price is Right rules.
Yeah, we do play Price is Right rules. All right, let's hear it.
All right. It doesn't actually say. It just talks about the page. What is gout? Following the standard dictionary definition of the disease, the first search result is a link to the gout and the hyperuricemia page, which appears on medicinenet.com. Let's go to this article. Okay, gout. Pop-up ads. Gout. From Gout Facts. Gout is a type of arthritis that causes inflammation, usually in one joint, that begins suddenly.
Oh.
Gouty arthritis is caused by the deposition of crystals of uric acid in a joint. Gout can cause symptoms and signs such as nodules under the skin called tophi. And at this point, I would like to unsubscribe from Gout Facts.
Oh, well, you know, it's funny. I might actually have that.
Because you have those nodules under
your
skin?
On my right hand, right?
Yeah.
In the... okay, so if the knuckle at the base of your hand, you know what I mean? Is the first knuckle, the second knuckle kind of in the middle of your finger?
Yeah.
On the second knuckle of my ring finger, there's a nodule, and every time that I bend my finger, it hurts really bad.
How bad? I mean, what on a pain scale from 1 to 10,
it's
10
like,
being really
okay,
painful?
This is what I'd say. Have you ever hit a wall, punched a wall or a person?
I have not punched a person, but I have punched surfaces.
All right. After you punch a surface, the next day how your hand kind of hurts?
Well, it usually hurts immediately, but...
But it hurts the next day?
Yeah, I don't remember it hurting that much the next day.
It's like... you probably didn't hit the surface as hard as I did.
Probably not.
Which is fine. You know, we're not all strapping...
Actually, you know what? I just realized, because I'm here at my desk, and I pretended like I'm punching my desk out of frustration, usually because of software issues. And I don't punch it with my knuckles. I punch it with the side of my hand, like one would break cinder blocks, or not cinder, but like boards.
Yeah. I hear you.
Except I curl my fingers. I don't have my hand flat straight, but that's how, just the side of my hand on my desk.
Yeah. I get you. I do. It's like when you're mad at a meeting, you're like, everyone, listen to me.
Exactly.
Like you're pounding like that. But it's a stiffness. And I think that's exactly what I have, because it's one joint. It's painful. And there's like a little nodule there.
Have you had it looked at?
No, I don't care.
All right.
I've been without health insurance for too long that I don't really go to the doctor for much. I have health insurance now, but I still don't go to the doctor for much.
Well, what's the worst that can happen? You'll lose your ring finger.
Yeah, I'll lose my ring finger. And whatever.
That
you know?
Means, okay, whatever. Let's move on, shall we?
Yes.
And let's go to question number 8. Question number 8. And remember, this is a countdown. Question number 8. What is lupus? And I'm afraid we're probably going to be getting a lot of medical questions, because that's why people use Google.
Yeah. Lupus is a common, it's not really a catchphrase, but it's a commonly used phrase in House, MD,
exactly.
Starring the wonderful Hugh Laurie.
It's never lupus.
It's never lupus.
Except when it is.
So lupus is, as we know, a disease. I want to say that it makes your eyes yellow. But I don't know if that's true. I might be thinking of... I know jaundice makes the skin yellow. Maybe I'm somehow equating that, but I think lupus makes your eyes yellow.
Is lupus... does it turn you into a wolf every full moon?
No, but okay. I that's lycanthropy.
Okay. gotcha.
But people who suffer from lycanthropy are sometimes called lupine.
Yeah, there you go.
They have lupine features.
All right.
As opposed to lichen, which is wrong.
I'm just going to piggyback
right
on...
term.
I'm going to piggyback onto your answer, because I have no idea. It's a disease. Makes your eyes turn yellow. Maybe it makes you fatigued. I don't know.
Is it maybe a liver disease or some kind of...
Oops.
Again, if Jennifer were here, this is the one thing. If my wife, Jennifer Pratt, were on this podcast...
You almost did it again.
It would be called Ben and Paul Make Jennifer Think They're Idiots or whatever, because she knows exactly what lupus is. I could ask her what lupus is right now. She
Never
would be
mind.
Able to answer.
I found it. It's kind of a long disease, but here's a top paragraph. You ready for it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease that can damage any part of the body, skin, joints, and or organs, Chronic means that the signs and symptoms tend to last longer than 6 weeks and often for many years. So it's really a catch-all.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And lupus,
for those of you suffering with lupus or have a family member suffering from lupus, I am sorry that we have just referred to the disease that you're suffering with or your loved one is suffering with as a catch-all. I realize that it is
I'm saying that
the definition
was not very
is
specific.
Okay, well,
a chronic autoimmune disease.
Okay. I would say, does it list any that's it. That's all it says?
No symptoms. It also says what it is and what it isn't. Lupus is not contagious.
What isn't it?
It is not contagious. Oh, sorry.
Okay, that's good.
It is not like or related to cancer. It is not like or related to HIV.
Okay.
And
so lupus. Now, this would be maybe the reason why it's how it says it's not lupus. The idea is that if lupus is a catch-all for a whole bunch of problems, that might be something that people think it is.
Yeah.
Because if you have a symptom, well, maybe it's because of lupus.
So some sort of autoimmune something or other. All right, let's move on.
And again, if we got that wrong, sorry.
Yeah, let's move on. Hopefully we will get out of the health market, but I think we're just going to stay here the entire time. And indeed, number 7, what is autism?
Okay, well, autism. autism to me is one of those things where it's a diagnosis that can cover a lot of different symptoms. So one person with autism may not have the exact same behaviors as another person with autism.
Hence the reason autism is often considered on a spectrum.
That is correct. I can say that I have been, as you know, I've been diagnosed with different things by different psychologists. There's something wrong with me, as they say, except for the one who said there's nothing wrong with me, who was the last one I saw, which was great.
And you're like, I want a second opinion.
Well, I think what her point was that I'm different than people, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And I think that many people with autism have that same feeling.
Yeah.
She did not give me, in fact, an official diagnosis. She just gave me some parameters, like avoid caffeine, get a lot of sleep, articulate my feelings when I'm having them, and that sort of thing. But so one of the things that put me kind of on the spectrum was the fact that I had a flattening of affect or an inappropriate affect. But that's also something in schizotypal personality disorder, which is closer to... I'm sorry, I'm talking about me, Ben. I was getting to talking about me. So autism, I will just say it's a series of behaviors that are on a spectrum. And it's a way of explaining patterns of behavior found in many different people without necessarily speaking to the cause of what is behind those behaviors. Does that make sense?
I guess so. And I just want to go back.
Autism isn't
that,
a diagnosis of a disease as much as it is a collection of, it's a way of describing a some patterns of behavior.
Okay.
The reason I tried to differentiate between that is that some people want to, quote, cure autism, unquote. But the causes of autism are hotly debated right now.
Oh, very, very hotly.
And so there's no way to really come to a consensus as to what even the cause is. So the only thing that people agree on, or the treatment, or what the proper treatment is, or even how to view people that have autism. So the only agreement is these are some of the symptoms that people with autism have.
Okay. And I'm just going to go back and say that, you were talking about yourself, but that's okay. You were getting real, and I was going to see where that was going. But since we've moved on, autism from autismspeaks.org. Autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, and autism are both general terms for a group of complex disorders of brain development. These disorders are characterized in varying degrees by difficulties in social interaction, verbal and nonverbal communication, and repetitive behaviors. So there you go. Yeah, that's
so
autism.
What I was pretty close. And so for me anyway, social interaction is one of the big ones.
Yeah.
As long as I have a task that I am accomplishing, I can do very well in social situations.
I just want to say, point out that the page from businessinsider.com, they have a graphic for every one of the questions, and the picture for number 7, what is autism, looks like a stock photo of a smiling, healthy, blonde Caucasian woman.
Yeah, yeah, that's what autism is, Ben.
Yeah, that's autism right there.
So,
a Fox News talking head.
The basic thing about it is, not having it's basically like you feel as though there is a class on how to be a person, kind of. This is what you say at this time. This is how you make sure people don't get mad at you.
No.
For talking. You know, and it's like you missed those classes. That's the best way I can describe it. And that everyone just assumes that you should know what you're doing. And you feel like you're getting, slammed all the time for not observing these rules that nobody taught you, basically.
Yeah, and you can't help
it. And the one thing I will say for anyone who, is like in their teens or 20s and feel that way. I was lucky enough to learn a lot of those rules. And you would say, Ben, I think you've known me for a while.
A bit.
I got better as time went on with, I think, being a social guy.
Yeah.
And talking to people and stuff. And now, especially, this is one thing I will say for sure. Get a haircut and a suit, and people won't notice how weird you are. Lots of times.
Also, I've noticed that when one wears a suit, specifically when I wear a suit, I carry myself differently. The suit has with it certain meanings, at least internally. And I notice myself walking a little taller when I'm wearing a suit.
Well, and it also says to the people that you meet, hey, I care enough.
Yeah.
To present myself in a certain way. And Ben, you'll back me up on this. I was dress how you want, do what you want kind of guy.
Wearing jumpsuits to
bed
kind of guy.
Period of time. Yeah. So this kind of haircut and suit thing, it's kind of new for me, but it's fun. I like it. Because I can talk to any normal person and just go, hey, do you think it's going to rain today? And they'll answer me as though I am someone that they are supposed to be talking to.
Hello, nice. Fellow normal person.
Exactly. It's great.
All right. Hey,
so,
let's move on.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's
autism. Number 6. What is dubstep?
Oh, that's easy. That's a type of music.
It's a disease.
And, like, Skrillex music is dubstep a lot. There's a thing on it. I believe it's called the drop, or it could be called the warble, too.
And there was a time I've heard it called the drop, but not the bubble.
I think it's wubble or...
Wubble?
But here's the thing. So whenever I was doing it, because I used to do it sort of to Betty, and she would hate it. Where I would do, I'm going to hold the recorder a little bit away from my mouth now,
but it goes like this, sorry. The wobble is the...
Gotcha. Yeah.
Actually, and now that we mention it, or now that we brought it up, you and I did a thing at Spin the Bottle where you were making a sandwich.
Yeah.
And it was Skrillex's...
Nice Sprites?
Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites.
Yeah.
Playing, and I showed up as Domo, the fun, toothy Japanese guy.
Yeah. It's the Domo-kun is like actually
animal monster guy.
Yeah, he's actually a mascot for a Japanese television station.
He's like a square, kind of.
Yeah.
Or a box with dark, like two little dots for eyes.
Brown
and then
monster.
A big cartoon mouth.
Yeah, big toothy grin.
And so yeah, I came out
during
during
the drop. I would make the sandwich during the other time, and then you would come out during the drop.
And did I knock your sandwich off the table, or break it, or I did something?
You weren't able to eat it, so you must have done some, either you
I think I knocked,
knocked
I think
it
I
off
destroyed
the table,
it
or you just took it off
like
stage
I punched it
something.
I think I want to say I did something like that, and then at the end you and I reconciled. I don't remember if I took the costume off or not, but we reconciled
it,
at the end.
It's not one of those. I think we played it was we did a slightly different version of that. I don't remember what song we used, but it was a sleeping bag food where one of us like left a trail of food on the stage, the other one came out in a sleeping bag, and then we switched sleeping bags.
Yeah,
you remember
that? Remember
that.
Yeah. It was wasn't it like a takeoff on when the coyote would put bird seed
right
out and it would say bird seed. I think it said sleeping bag food on
sleeping
it.
Sleeping bag food, yeah. It was like a cereal box that said sleeping bag food.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun too. All right. But that's what dubstep is.
Dubstep. Just a style.
Key and Peele had a sketch based on dubstep that I thought was funny.
It's just a genre of EDM or electronic
EDM,
dance
electronic
music.
Dance music. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, let's move on to number 5. Being a good time here. Number 5. What is Skype? What is Skype, Paul?
Skype is a it's a communication tool.
It is a communication tool.
In 2011, it was its own thing, but now it is Microsoft owned.
Indeed.
And it's basically a way to allow people to communicate digitally through the internet rather than using a phone service. One of the features of it is you can do video chatting.
Yeah.
Although you don't have to. Joe Garden and I, once again, I try to mention Joe Garden often on this podcast. Joe Garden and I once played Portal 2 together, communicating via Skype.
Yeah.
Because it was easier than communicating through the PS4. And I've had job interviews on Skype before.
Oh,
and
yeah?
When I learned Lithuanian, I talked to my instructor using Skype.
Yeah. Skype is a pretty predominantly placed communication tool, like you said. It's got a large market share, and because of that, Microsoft bought it. I used Skype yesterday because I was recording a podcast for another company, and we Skyped in a guest.
You know, there is also, I'll put this out there, Skype, since it got purchased by Microsoft, has replaced Microsoft Link, LYNC.
Yeah.
And it is now part of their business suite that you can use Skype to collaborate for business.
Right. Hey, so let's since we're at the halfway point here, Yeah. Let's take a guess on what the number one question is going to be.
Oh, boy.
So we've had, it's basically been all either technology related or health related. So perhaps we don't have to go as deep as to what is the number question, but do we want, what, like, what category is it going to fall in? Is it going to be a health related question? Is it going to be a technology question?
You know, is it going to be that the number one is going to be entertainment based?
Entertainment based. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's going to be health, because I think that's a health-related question, because I think that's what...
That's what people ask about most.
People Google all the time. All right, okay. So let's move on to number four. What is gluten? What is gluten?
Okay, so gluten is, and I'm not exactly positive, but it's a substance within foodstuffs that... allow it to, it's like a binding agent almost, I guess you could say. I'm a big fan, as you know, of Vital Wheat Gluten, which is a type of flour that you use, when making bread to make the bread a little bit chewier and, you know, giving that sort of hard crust. But what I used to do was I would make chocolate cake using just Vital Wheat Gluten. It wouldn't taste great, but it was really high in protein. And that was how, when I was vegan, I would get my protein. So that is what gluten is.
I'm going to amend that and just say that, gluten is the ingredient in food that makes it taste good.
Yeah, I was going to actually say that, but I've had good food that doesn't have gluten in it. So
I don't know what it is. Maybe I just don't know the best chefs or bakers, or I go to the wrong restaurants. But every time I've had a gluten-free something that has a gluten-full thing.
Ben, here is your where you fell down with this thing.
And gluten, I'm not talking about
what makes baked goods taste good. Because a pineapple, Ben, doesn't have gluten in it, but it's fine. It's good. See, the issue is, it's just like it is with anything else. If you want a steak, right, and I give you tofu and I say, here's a steak, you're going to go, bullshit,
amount of protein.
That is one of the issues with gluten-free foods. And so people who cannot, you know, process gluten, right, they miss all the stuff they can't eat. And so there's a market for making stuff that they can eat that's very similar, but it's not the same, and they know it also, but they try their best. Well, except that, you know, you run into the people. This goes the same way with vegetarianism and gluten-free stuff. The people who swear up and down that it's just as good. Like David Cross's character. When he's having people eat tofutti, and he says it's just like ice cream. It's not. But here's the thing, is that a gluten-free cookie, right, can be tasty. It can. It's not exactly the same as the gluten one, but it still can be tasty.
I had these store-bought gluten-free vegan like breakfast bars once. Somebody brought them to Annex for like tech food. And the thing on what I thought was funny was that there was a big notice on the box, now even tastier. And I had one.
Because they couldn't say the old one was horrible.
I had one, and I had to think to myself, if this is the tastier version,
well,
how terrible were the first versions?
Hey, I got to tell you something, though, and I'm serious about this. Today, right?
Today,
for lunch, I ate something that I thought was great. I'm going to tell you the name of it.
Okay.
This is a Paul Goody endorsement. It is for Bounce Natural Energy Ball Superberry Vitality Burst.
What are those things? What is this food? Is it a food? Is it a drink?
Is it a slurry? Yeah, it is a protein. Oh, and I also had the peanut cacao protein blast.
Do you eat natural solid food energy at all, bar, or is your diet just protein shakes?
I love protein shakes, but I do eat food. I ate a chicken breast just the other hour ago. Fried chicken breast from Popeyes. It was great.
That kind of chicken breast. But
in order to eat that, Ben,
yeah,
the rest of my food for today was all little things like that. I'm down to about 180 pounds. I'm a little bit over. I was under, but I ate a whole bunch of stuff over the weekend.
Gluten is a mixture of proteins found in wheat and related grains, including barley, rye, oat, and all their species and hybrids. It is Latin for glue.
Oh, well, there you go.
It is like the Force. It binds us, brings us all together. There is a light side and a dark side. The dark side being for people who suffer from celiac disease, of course. Yep. All right, let's move on. We've spent enough time on gluten.
One thing I want to say, but those bars that I was talking about, they're like little wedges of food, and they're great. They're really tasty.
A wedge of food.
And I don't know. I mean, I guess you don't need the gluten to have something that tastes good. What you need the gluten for is to have something that tastes good. And this is what I think you're talking about too, in a particular way. And the particular way that it tastes good is awesome. That is why I feel lucky that I can eat all that stuff.
Speaking of your wedge of food, many, many moons ago, there was this burrito joint on Capitol Hill, and McCandless and I would go there for lunch or dinner every once in a while and talk about just getting one food unit, because you just get a burrito, and that is your food unit. Contains everything.
Yeah.
You eat that. You have had one food.
Yeah, I was. That's how I felt about sandwiches. Sandwiches are everything. You know, it's...
Sandwiches are life.
Back when the food pyramid was happening, you could have everything in the food pyramid on one thing.
Yeah.
And it was your sandwich. Hey, all right. Ben, what place was that? Which place?
Do you remember the name of it? Burrito place?
Yeah.
Taco Del Mar, of course.
Yeah. I have been to Taco Del Mar.
Yeah.
Taco of the Sea. They had fish tacos.
They did have fish tacos. I did not get the fish tacos because my sister once got super sick off of fish tacos on a vacation in Mexico once. And since then, for completely unrelated reasons, I have not had one because somebody I know had a bad experience once.
You are very squeamish.
I am.
Anything related with people being nauseous is just not good for Ben.
No,
so.
I'm bad at that. So anyway, let's...
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
Next one.
Number three. Yep. What is Twitter?
Oh.
Well, we all know what Twitter is.
We all know what Twitter is. I love Twitter. Here's the thing. My advice to keeping happy on Twitter is to have a low follower count. And here's the reason why.
People don't want to mess with you.
When you have a low follower count, the only reason people will follow you is because they like you. The higher your follower count, the more chance that people follow you just because they think that you're famous or that a lot of people like you, whatever. And you get a whole bunch more people who are, you know, jerks, basically.
Yeah.
Haters. And you know this,
as they say. Haters.
I will shed accounts. When they get too popular,
like a hermit crab sheds a shell.
Yeah, and most of the time it's because something happened.
Yeah.
On Twitter that made me go,
yeah,
this is dumb. Last time I shed my Twitter account, it was because the Democratic primary was happening, and things just went nuts.
On your own timeline, or just on Twitter in general, that you got tired of it?
On my timeline, friends of mine didn't like each other.
Oh yeah,
and I couldn't deal with it.
Oh, I've been dealing that happened for me. That happened on Facebook recently, where two people I love and respect got into a Facebook comment argument, and it's so hard to watch.
I've been in something like that at one point in time, and yeah, there. They're not fun to be in, but they're also not fun to watch.
Yeah.
And normally it's one of those things of where it's the distance that really makes that happen, I think. You know what I mean? Like, if they were right there talking to each other.
Oh, I totally believe that if this had been an in-person conversation, it would not have gotten as far. There would have been words, but it would not have gotten as far as it did online. And, you know, that's the problem. That's the problem with the internet. You know, on the internet, people now know you're a dog, and now they don't care. They just, they've assumed everybody, you know, everybody has the worst intentions. So let's move on from that fun subject, and let's go to number two. What is planking? Planking, I'm going to answer this one. Planking was a fad where people laid out flat on a surface and took photos of themselves. And it's not just any surface. It had to be on an unusual surface, or it had to be between two different surfaces, like between a door and a wall, like on top of the door. And I never really understood it.
But and yet you could look at a picture and go, well, that person is planking. I mean,
indeed, it was very.
It was one of those things, like, you immediately knew what was happening.
Yeah.
And you know what I'd be interested in knowing is where it started. I don't know how it started.
You know, it's probably one of those things that, like, started back in the 80s in some college dorm and just, like, in 2011 became super popular.
Yeah.
The photo that accompanies this, what is planking, is a bunch of women. They're all mostly fully clothed, but they are dressed quite, you know, it's springtime. And and they're all laying out on this, like, velour, like, blue velour chairs. And in the back is Hugh Hefner giving a thumbs up. the picture's credited to Playboy. So I got to wonder
is it an older picture? Or
it's probably a picture.
Or is it old Hugh Hefner?
It's old Hugh Hefner. It's probably a picture from 2011.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Yeah. Anyway,
is he dead yet, or is he still alive?
I think he's still kicking. I'm not quite sure if he still runs the empire, but I think I haven't heard.
And Hugh Hefner, if you're listening to this, sorry for asking if you're dead yet. I apologize.
All right, so hey, we've gotten to the number one question. You said you thought it was going to be entertainment related, and I thought it's going to be health related. Do we want to drill down any further and see if we can guess the actual question?
No, I don't. Well, I'm afraid if I get more specific, because I don't. Here's the thing: if I knew what the fads were in 2011, I would definitely ask, but I don't know.
I wish I could think back to 2011 more clearly. I mean, it was only 5 years ago.
Right.
All right, so it's either you win if it's entertainment, or I win if it's health related. Let's find out.
Yep.
Aw, Paul.
What?
What is love?
What? Baby, don't hurt me.
Oh boy.
Is that really?
It is really the number one asked question.
Wow! And oh my gosh!
The
I think that's more health related.
That is probably actually more health related. The image that they have is a screenshot of a YouTube video of the night at the Roxbury.
I knew that. See, you heard what I said?
Yeah, baby, don't hurt me.
Yeah.
What is love?
I guess that was popular at the in 2011.
I guess so. I mean, I stopped.
It seems earlier, but
I stopped watching Saturday Night Live like when I graduated college, and so I don't really know. Like, this was stopped watching it.
I've gotten old enough now that I really don't know. I mean, I understand why parents seem out of touch. Not as much. I mean, here's the thing: is that I still have access to the internet. I can look stuff up and find things out, right? Yeah. But yeah, if it was just what the kids were talking about when I was, you know, around, like if I wanted to be cool to a bunch of teens now, right?
Yeah.
I would probably be like, what about that space ghost coast to coast? You know, whatever. Something that was around before they were
something
even born.
Something underground and hip when we were underground and hip.
Exactly. So,
I think.
But now I've got Betty, though. She's my barometer.
Yeah, I think. That kind of stuff. I think if I wanted.
Oh.
That's a good question. Maybe that's an Ask Betty question. Is
yeah.
What is considered cool these days? Like,
well,
if
let's find out.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, Betty! Yeah, because it's that time, Ben.
I'm going to guess that she's going to say Undertale. Is that the game she plays?
No, she's going to say Homestuck, I think. We're going to see. Okay. All right, Betty. Are you ready for your question?
One sec.
Did she just run away?
I am.
Oh, okay.
No. She just thought for a second. Betty. The question that Ben has for you is, what's cool these days?
Outside. Get it?
I do get it.
Because it's fall.
It's very funny.
And it's getting colder.
It's not fall yet.
It's almost fall.
Betty, I just want to point out something to you. I mean, I appreciate a joke as much as the next person, but let's think about this for a second. Right now, Betty just leader. Right now, it's 72 degrees. Do you think that's cool? It's pretty cool, right?
Well, what's also cool is air conditioning.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I can see where this is going.
I'm sorry.
Sunglasses?
I should have. Oh, sunglasses are cool.
Sunglasses are cool.
Pants are cool.
And hair
is cool.
Yeah.
I
mean, having long hair isn't that great, but having hair in general, pretty good.
Yeah. So I guess you're right.
One
yeah,
thing,
hair is pretty good.
One thing that I've learned is that somebody described a hipster to me as a person who identifies himself based solely on the media that they consume, which I think is a very apt description. And so let's ask Betty, if I wanted to be cool to a hipster,
okay,
what media should I consume?
All right, Betty. Here's the question.
What?
If you want a hipster to think you're cool, what media should you consume?
Homestuck.
Hey, Paul, you were right.
Yeah, I knew it.
There are some hipsters on Homestuck. If you know about Homestuck, you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay, so, but do you think, so if you walked up to a hipster, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Betty, what does a hipster look like? How would you know that you're dealing with a hipster?
Framed glasses and a scarf.
What
frame
kind of glasses?
Glasses and a scarf.
Green glasses?
Frame glasses?
Black flame
oh,
glasses.
Black flame.
Oh,
black.
Black frame
black
glasses.
Black frame
yeah,
glasses
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a scarf.
No, she's telling
you
me
know
right.
What? I think that actually works. Yeah. And you would say to them, hello.
Let me tell you about Homestuck.
That's what you would say to the hipster?
Yes, because okay. I'm obsessed with it.
Yes, I suppose you are. That is correct. And what do you think the hipster would say after you explain Homestuck to them?
This is why it's a leg stream.
What? Say it again? What did you say?
This is way too mainstream.
Oh, she said the hipster would say, this is way too mainstream.
Ah.
But I don't think they would. I think you've got a niche market going.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what hipsters are like, so.
Oh, that's true. Hey. I guess Betty doesn't really know any hipsters.
So Paul, I've got a hipster joke. You probably know it, but you can repeat it to Betty, see if she gets it. Why?
All right, Betty, here's a hipster joke.
Why did the hipster burn the roof of his mouth?
Why did the hipster burn the roof of his mouth?
He ate his pizza. He ate his pizza before it was cool.
He ate his pizza before it was cool. Okay, she likes that one. speaking of cool, Betty... Betty, speaking of cool, do you want to go to the comic book store?
Yes.
Okay, put some pants on.
Hey, are you going to a comic book store?
I am going to a comic store.
Hey, that's
store.
What I'm
going
to be doing after this, because we're recording.
Hey, really?
Yeah, we're recording the Perfect Bound podcast tonight.
Awesome. Hey, I got a question for you, Ben.
Yeah.
You know, you have your Ben Reads thing, the thing that you read?
Oh, yeah, the book report?
Have you read Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's comic yet?
I didn't even know he had one.
This is what I'm saying. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has written a comic book starring Sherlock Holmes's brother Mycroft.
Oh, really?
Mycroft?
He wrote it?
Yeah, you should take a look at it.
All right, I'll see if they have it when I'm at the Comics Dungeon at 319 Northeast 45th Street in beautiful downtown Wallingford.
Okay, that sounds good. And
putting my face in your neck.
And my daughter's face is in my neck now.
All right.
So, Ben, I think that's it.
I think that is it.
Again, people who are... Oh, my God. People who are reading...
All right, I think
you are not a vampire.
We're losing the transmission. Hopefully, we'll be able to get Paul back soon. But once he enters the dark side of the moon,
people who want to ask us a question can. Ben, give them the email address.
The email address you can ask us a question is bensemail@yahoo.com. Look for it in the show notes. I'll spell it out properly. Even link it to you. And I believe that is going to be it for today.
Okay. Keep it wrong, everybody.
All right, Paul. I'll talk
to
you later.
Keep it wrong.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
I'm gonna turn this off. Yep. Oh, my God. Stop biting me. Stop biting me. Oh, my God.
Oh, you should get inoculated against that.